Akuta Teda, Shmini, page 36, second column, 10 lines from the end of the page. The last thing that Alter Rebbe was explaining was there are neshamas that are called Eif, like Melchol is called Eif, there are certain malachim, that are called behemoths, like the shard of the Merkava, the Ari of the Merkava, and therefore in neshamas also there are neshamas that are called birds, the neshamas that are called animals. What's the difference between a bird and an animal? The bird's advantage is it knows how to fly. An animal doesn't. But from the opposite side, the advantage of an animal is that it's very strong and powerful, and it's much more chayis. Okay, so we'll start like 10 lines in the end of the page. Yes, gam ken yisr ma'el b'chinis ha-malachim v'neshama s'nika b'emes ha-aretz. But there's also a certain advantage to the malachim and neshama that are called the b'emes she-b'keichim rav ha-godl. That their strength is very strong. Like it says, Achayis HaMerkava. Like it says, by the Chayis of the Merkava, which are animals, Achayis Naisis HaKisek. They pick up the throne. Birds can't pick up anything. You know, they don't pick up strong things. HaShebekeichem Otzim. Naisis HaKisek. They have the ability to lift up the chair. Alakisek Kamara Adam, which on the chair is like the image of a person. He says like this. He named David. From this outcome, it comes out. That even though there's an advantage in birds, that they're able to fly. There's a very strong advantage for behemoths, meaning those in the neshamas and malachim that are called behemoths. With their very strong, powerful thing, as we explained yesterday, Rav Tvus Bekerach Shard, that a Shard is very powerful, even spiritually speaking, because the Midas are very strong. So when you transform the Midah of love or fear that the Behemah has, it's a much stronger Ava. Machin is by in other places explained that Kerach Zebachayis Merkava, this strength that the animals of the Merkava have, the Esneis is a Sakise. To be able to elevate the throne, where do the animals, so to speak, get the strength? Because the chayis of the animals of the Merkava, which is, by the way, normally in the world of Bria, comes from the world of Tehu. And because they elevate the sparks of Tehu, so therefore this Tehu is higher than Tikkun, so therefore they come from a level, when they refine their levels, so they can pick up the kisei. Shasham hayari b'ert. Alpizeh yeshleimad. Based on this, you could say, mehai tema ein kem ba'efet. Therefore, birds don't have that strength because they don't come from the world of Tehu. Meaning, down here, seemingly, birds are greater because they fly. But in the source, behemoths are really higher. V'shem nim shchum is even the shikr. Like it says in Eitz Chaim. So therefore, the birds don't come from the world of Tehu. Animals do. So therefore, the animals have a bigger koyach than the birds do. Okay, this, he said because birds come from the zivuk of neshika of kisses, and lechera comes out that all malachim are come there. Okay, top of the page. Yikama kemak upon him. Nevertheless. It comes out yeshirus and b'chinas beima b'chinas eif. Binyan akeich ha-gvura, as far as strength goes, animals are much stronger than birds. Hagam she yeshirus and le'ev binyan afifa. Okay, even though birds l'cheira have an advantage of flying, but taking everything into consideration, animals have a greater advantage than birds do. Okay, let's skip the parentheses. Okay. Six lines down. So we could say also. So just like there's an advantage of neshamas of a behema over the neshamas of Eif, so we could say there's an advantage in the level of neshamas of Alma Discasia, you know, creatures of the sea, versus creatures of the neshamas of the shard versus the Leviathan. Neshama sinike behemasaris. Ime yesh, yes, mile nuna yama. Shem Shatim Balias Uliyachid Yechudim, even though seemingly. What's Alter Rebbe explaining? The whole Maimed Alter Rebbe explained before, there's Neshamas of Yam, there's Neshamas of Yabasha. There's Rashbi and Arizal, which are do Ruchnius, they get things. Then there's other Neshamas that are called Sher Abad, which is the level of Gashmitzis Maisis, Gashmitzis, they get things. So here the Alter Rebbe is explaining the same thing you have with Eif and Behema. Just like there are Neshamas that are called Eif, the Neshamas that are called Behema. Each one has an advantage over the next, but really speaking, there's a greater level of greatness in a neshama of Behema versus a neshama of Aif. So the same thing, even though there's an advantage of Nunayama, of these lofty neshamas of the ocean, that can they move around with one move, they can get all over the place. But Mikama came. But he says, but that's the advantage, similar to the advantage of birds. They can fly. Nevertheless, yesh gam kin yesh mechines and neshamas. Then I call behemoth artists, meaning shir abod, like it says, v'rav tvus b'kerach shir. Okay, so he says, there's an advantage of each type of neshama. There are neshamas that are nuna yama, the neshamas of shir abod, and therefore, each one shechts the other. The Levyasan shechts the Sher Abad and elevates it. The Sher Abad elevates the Levyasan. Each one has its unique advantage. He says, "Vine al pasik beimis bari olif." But it says in the pasik targum yenison v'suri b'dadari b'chol yema b'turin alpha hainu, which is the level of malchus shenikra behema rabba, which is shem ban, which I'll explain in a second. And Elif Turin is also the world of Bria. Meaning like this. Adam and Behema is, remember we learned in the names of Hashem, you have the different, what's called the Milui of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Yud is a Yud, but when you write out Yud, it's Yud-Vav-Dalet. Hey, could be Hey Aleph, Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Vav could be Vav Aleph Vav or Vav Vav. And Hey again could be Hey Aleph, Hey Yud, Hey Hey. So it says those various different compositions equals 45, 52, 63, 72. We learned this many times already. There's the name of Hashem when it says the Shem Ma, Shem Ban, Shem Sag, and Shem Ab. Okay, remember we learned that many times. Now Ma, Mem Hey, is a numerical value of Adam. Aleph Dalet Mem, Adam, a person, equals 45. 52 is the numerical value of Behema. So even in the names of Hashem, there's a level of Adam and there's a level of Behema. Ma and Ban. That's where it says, Adam u Behema Toshia Hashem. Hashem saves Adam and Behemoth because there's a level of Adam in the name of Hashem, there's a level of Behemoth in the name of Hashem. Which means, like he's saying over here, there's certain neshamas that I call like Nunayama, there are greater neshamas than the level of Ma, but Ban is also the level. And he says Ban, it says in Kabbalah, is the level of refining the Avedis HaBirurim. Okay, so he says, that's kibar hainu targum chutz, because bar is, it means outside. That's the definition of bar in Aramaic, means outside. That's why a braisa is called braisa, because it's outside of the Mishnah. Vosha malchus nikra almadiz galya b'chinas hadibur. That malchus is called almadiz galya mashen kinyam, is almadiz kasi machshav. So basically, again, he says, there's a level of Malchus that comes into Bria. Remember we learned in the link. There's a level of the link, the higher link that stays up, and there's a level of the link that goes into the next level. That means, like we learned, Malchus is Dibur. That's when the level of Malchus becomes revealed. Malchus, the way it is in Atzilus, is called the level of Machshava. Because then it's not revealed yet. It's still in Atzilus. It's not coming down to Bria. So he says, that's the level, and this is again the same level of these neshamas. There are neshamas that come from the Yam, from the ocean, the Nun Yama, the Levyasin, the Shamas. They come from the world of Alma Diskasya, the level of Machshava. And then there are certain Neshamas that, so to speak, come from the level of Dibur. The tzaddik knows the nefesh of his behemoth, which is the level of Zah. Like it says in Pinchas and Dezayin, me'em Mikdash Melech. This is what it said before. There's a pillar of a tzaddik shmei sh'olav ha'elam emi. Al Treb in the Maimon quoted, it says in Kabbalah, that the tzaddik, there's Amid Echad, there's one pillar, and it's called tzaddik. Before he said that refers to the level of Yosef, was in the neshama that was in the world. Tzaddik, Yosef is the level of tzaddik. But
how is bar, the two definitions of bar, related? Because he said one time it's yirur, and the other one it's outside.
Yeah, because the only way you could be mevarek kedusha when you go to the outside world and deal with klipa. In kedusha, what are you going to be mevarek? There's nothing to be. If it's inside, that means in kedusha there's nothing to be refining. It's refined already. It's kedusha. Well, how can you refine anything dafke when it comes into klipa? So therefore, bar is avedis abirurim, birur beis reish. It also means outside, because the whole inyan of birurim is only when you go outside. In the world itself, there's no birurim. I mean, in kedusha, it's already refined. That's in Gan Eden, there's no avedis abirurim. In Gan Eden, it's only neshamis, purity, kedusha. There's nothing to do there. There's no aveda. That's why they don't have Torah mitzvahs. Why is there no Hashem could have made Torah mitzvahs in Gan Eden? There's no Torah mitzvahs in Gan Eden because there's nothing to do there. What are you going to refine? It's refined already. And now, in Olam Hazeh, that's where you have the Aveda Sabirun. That's outside of Kedushin.
And how is that related to Bar being son?
Because the son is also outside the father. When does it become a son? When it comes outside the father. You mean the parents. And that's what it says, Eishas Rabbi Akiva. Our Rabbi Akiva... I'm sorry, go ahead, skip the line. That's the level of the person that controls his animal. Okay? This is what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Kiva's wife Rachel said about Rabbi Kiva, tzaddik nefesh behemte. The tzaddik knows the nefesh of his behemoth. She said about her husband, that pasi. Meaning, v'anisham is... No, I'm sorry. So what does that mean? That he knows how to refine the nefesh behemte, the nefesh abam. So he knows how to deal with it, because that's a tzaddik that already has in that level. So that's the neshamis that come from, he said before, yichud ava, of yichud of chachma and bina. Those neshamis are the level of nunayama, the higher level. But he says, "Aneshamis and nimshachem miyichud zun nikraim gamkin beimis ha'arit shorabar." They're called already the shorabar neshamis. They come outside. They're the level of biruim of world. V'ikraim neshamis de bria. Those are primarily the neshamis of bria. Hanol dem nimshachem mimalchus datzilus. Meaning like this. Basically, all neshamis of the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya originate in Atzilus. But the question, where do they stay afterwards? Like he says in Perek Bey, there's certain neshamas of tzaddikim that are neshamas of atzilus, even down here. And we're in neshamas of bria, yitzir, and asiya. That means all the, even though the neshamas originate in atzilus, but then the neshama comes down through the worlds until it comes into the body. So in the certain neshamas of tzaddikim that are neshamas of atzilus, right, those are the lofty neshamis, like he says, Rashbi, Arizal, you know, those types of neshamis, of Rebbes. And then you have everybody else, which is neshamis of Zera Behema. But in the other man, we learned that neshamis are called Zera Adam, and then neshamis are called Zera Behema. There are neshamis that have this feeling of godliness, because they're one with godliness, and then neshamis that don't have a feeling of God, they're called Zera Behema. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to give them the level of das, you know, the grass in the field for the animals, which is the level of das, that they should also. What's so funny that we're a bunch of behemoths?
No, he said something in Farsi that really the essence. Zera behemoth. He says it.
What did he say?
I don't take no credit for it.
Okay.
No, never mind. He said it.
Okay.
So therefore, all neshamas are the same. Even my neshama and the neshama.
But you know, I saw recently, the Rebbe writes in a maimer. Normally, you always hear that yichidah shebenefesh is the same by everybody. Moshe is Rabbeinu yichidah, yichidah so. But in the maimer, the Rebbe says no. Moshe Rabbeinu's yichidah is greater, deeper, greater than ours. Even yichidah. I don't know what it means. I know. But that's what the Rebbe says in the mind.
No,
I'm saying, here's Yechida. You can't say, the Rebbe said, you can't say that Moshe Rabbeinu is Yechida. It's the same as our Yechida. I don't know. She was into it, but that's what the Rebbe said. Okay. Okay, so he says, Vayinu k'mashal kozbi, gezer kerish v'amata ivachiyel. The bria neshamis mimen olias yesh v'daver nifre b'fnei atzma elam abria. So later sanukva haneshamis v'amalochem le'elam abria. So it says there's certain neshamis that come into bria. Mashenkei nefesh roch neshama atzilus mamish tili elminei efshalei nishtanu muhusli is daver nifre malukus. Those levels don't necessarily become separated from malukus. Like when it says in Chassidus, the expression that the Rebbe said, Ayid, Nishta vil, unishta kenzai niv agashet from Elokus, a Jew not he wants, not he could become separated from Elokus, refers to the essential levels of the neshama. In nefesh, ruach, neshama, a person could sin. A person could, you do an aveir, you separate yourself from Hashem. So that level, gambasha sechet, afabi shechot Yisrael, who refers not to the level that's actually sinning, it refers to the neshama itself. That's also the level of the creatures of the sea. And therefore, they cannot be separated from the yam. They're one with Kedusha. Those are called behemoth audits. Okay? Meaning, even though, like he's going to say, the animals get their nourishment from the ground, but they're not connected to the ground. Yes, they have to live from the ground, they have to eat, but they're not like yam. You take a fish out of the ocean for a minute, it dies. An animal doesn't eat for an hour, it's not going to die.
An animal doesn't eat for 3 days, it's going to die.
Yeah, so. But I'm saying the divvy, you take a fish, you only need 3 days to kill it. Even though they're eating and surviving from the earth, they're separate entities. They're not like the creatures of the sea, which are covered. In other words, in simple English, neshamas of tzaddikim are never ever separated from malukus in any way whatsoever. The levyasin neshamas, the shor habar neshamas, which are the level of behemoth on the dry land, they're not bottled to the source, even where they eat, where they sustain themselves from. They're not bottled to the source. And in fact, the Rebbe explains, in a certain respect, that's why plant is greater than animal. Plant, the second you cut it from its source, it's finished. It's not going to keep growing. But an animal, when you take it away from its source, it lives. It's born from the mother, it leaves, it's out, finished. That's an advantage. In other words, when it says Adam eats a soda, that person's likened to the tree. Why are we likening to a tree, which is much lower? That's two levels lower than us, animal and plant. The answer is because the concept of a plant is it's always connected to the source. If not, it doesn't live.
Inanimate is higher.
What?
Inanimate is higher.
Because it's lower. It comes from a higher place. Yeah.
No, but it can never be disconnected from inanimate.
What? Inanimate.
Yeah, it can
inanimate could be separated.
Rock is always connected to its...
You pick up a rock and it doesn't disappear.
Well, because the source is not the ground. The source is itself.
No. Why is it so? Water? No, water has a source. That's rain. What?
Stone has no source.
Hashem.
I know. So.
No, but it's not a source that if you, it has to be on the ground, and if you pick it up from the ground, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, you could throw it in the water. It exists.
It exists even in the water.
All over.
Yeah, because the stone doesn't have to breathe, that the water stops it from breathing.
Is that why Sadiqei Leviathan don't...
What?
The Sadiqei level of Leviathan, they didn't need to dive in because they're constantly connected.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's what they didn't need to dive.
But they're dead. They're...
But their Torah accomplishes what davening does for others. Well, like we said before, Rashbi in the cave for 13 years didn't do physical mitzvahs. How did he have that connection to Hashem for 13 years? His Aveda at that time was not in Gashmias. His Aveda at that time was Ruchnias, Nunayam. Even in Nun Yam, obviously you see that Rizal that he said also was Nun Yam did mitzvahs. Not like Rashbi in the cave for 13 years. Rizal did mitzvahs.
Well, Rabbi, why didn't he continue with that avoda?
Who?
Hashem Bayechai, after he came out of the cave, he was...
Because that's not what Hashem wanted. Hashem wants the level of Nun Yam together with Sherabah. It has to be both avodas.
Because
in the end,
we know nothing.
Ain't it? Well, that's the concept.